Introduced by California Senator Sasha Renee Perez, SB 98 outlines additional steps for schools to take in notifying students' parents and guardians in the event their school is targeted by immigration enforcement. California Assemblymember and Democrat Al Muratsuchi of LA emphasizes the importance for children to feel safe in school and says supporting them should be a bipartisan effort.
Students cannot learn unless they feel safe. And we, you know, for decades we had a bipartisan agreement to keep educational institutions, schools, campuses free from immigration enforcement activities. Unfortunately, that decades-long bipartisan agreement was changed in January of this year when the Trump administration started sending ICE agents into our schools. Our communities need to know what is happening at our schools to protect themselves.
California Assemblymember Anna Marie Avila Farias talks about the attacks against immigrant communities and the negative impact on students and families.
This bill is part of a package of bills that help support our immigrant communities. Our communities have been under attack for months under the federal administration, and this bill will ensure individuals working and learning in public institutions are informed when immigration enforcement activity happens on their campus. For students and families, the presence of immigration enforcement can have a chilling effect.
Last week, the family of a teenager who was held at gunpoint by immigration agents outside a high school sued the Trump administration. Teachers, students, and immigrant rights advocates rallied outside the Los Angeles Unified School District last month to protest the detention of Benjamin Marcelo Guerrero Cruz. Lizette Becerra was his teacher when he first arrived from Chile 2 years ago.
He is in detention. He should be in a classroom with us. He does not need to be in detention. Our students need to be safe. All our students deserve the right. They have the right to a free and fair education regardless of their immigration status.
Becerra says she visited him at the Adelanto facility where he was forced to sleep on the floor near a toilet. He told her ICE agents surrounded him looking for a different person as he was out walking his dog. After they took him into custody, he overheard agents gloating of how they were going to make $1,500 for his capture. ICE said it was targeting a relative who was a gang member, which the family disputes. The suit says he was racially profiled and has no relation to the wanted person who was later arrested. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.